2014 is when the roughly 10,000 residents enrolled in Catamount Health will need to buy their coverage through a newly created marketplace exchange. Peter Sterling of the Vermont Campaign for Healthcare Security told Vermont Public Radio he's concerned. He said the federal subsidies that will be available through the exchange are not as good as the existing Catamount coverage. Robin Lunge, director of healthcare reform for the Shumlin administration, said the out-of-pocket maximum would adversely affect a small group of people, but she said her office is looking at ways to address the issue in next year's budget. I'm Pat Brantley, WAMC News.